Welcome everyone to day 35 of the Winter Feast for the Soul, accumulating grit and all the other things that we've been accumulating. It's a list I can't remember right now. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in, long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat wherever you are. At work, in your home, in the studio, but in your body, right here, right now. And continuing our discussion of resilience and adding to the long list of inner resources, today we are looking at our aspirations. Really connecting to what is it that you deeply want, value, and are committed to. It just can be really important when the ice forms, it's too cold to get out, the going gets hard. Really remembering what is it that motivates you. Remembering our dreams and our aspirations. Really going back to how we started the whole 40 days with that story of the wolf. Remembering that one of those wolves holds our dreams. It can be hard to remember. And I also wanted to particularly talk about noticing when those dreams are realized, even in little ways. So if our aspiration is to have a kind world, for example, to really notice when that actually is already happening. So growing the solution by noticing that the solution is already happening. Again, it's so easy to look at the problems, but if we can connect to our aspirations, our dreams, our deepest values, and start to see them in little ways in the world. Even one way, that can be the seed, like a little acorn that grows into the oak. But remembering the oaks and looking for the acorns today. Even if it's just in your own practice, seeing how your own practice is working and moving you towards those aspirations. So shifting to the practice itself, again, taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting, the sense of being grounded. And then from that feeling of being grounded, your own values, dreams, aspirations, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid. Strong back, soft front, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, the warmth and joy of our practice together. Thank you.